We're picking up on Daf Chavtes Amud Beis, about 9 lines down from the top of the page at the 2 das. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah: Shabbos Shechal Tishba V'Lios Besocha Asur in Lasafer Ulechabes. That during the week in which Tishba falls out, it is forbidden to the haircut and to wash clothing. Omar of Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Lo shano el lachabes v'lobosh. It is only prohibited to wash the clothes and then wear them that week. Aval lachabes v'laniach mutter, but to wash them during that week, to wear them after Tisha B'Av is permitted. Rav Sheshis Amar, afil lachabes v'laniach asur. Rav Sheshis argued and said that even to wash them during that week in order to wear them later after Tisha B'Av is forbidden. Amar Rav Sheshis said, Teda, you should know that I'm correct. Debatli katsri de Be'rav, because it is known that the launderers of the house of Rav were batel, would not work during the week of Tisha B'Av, and if they could clean things for later, they certainly would have done so. So you see, it is forbidden even to clean for later. Masiv Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna asked the following question. The Mishnah says, "B'chamishi muftar mipnei kavod haShabbos," that even though it's prohibited to do laundry that week, it is permitted to do laundry on Thursday in honor of Shabbos. So the Rav Hamnuna asked Lamai, "What is this referring to? Ilei melachabis v'lilbosh, if it means that on Thursday you may wash the clothes and wear them. My kavod Shabbos ika, there's no honor to Shabbos to wear new clothes on Thursday. It's honor to wear it on Shabbos. Ela lehaniach, rather the Mishnah must mean that it is permitted to wash it in order to leave it over to wear it later on Shabbos. And yet the Mishnah says, ubechamishi hudashari, it is permitted to do so on Thursday because it's the honor of Shabbos. Aval haShabbos kula, Usher, but in general through the rest of the week it would be forbidden to do that. So you see that no, against Rav Sheshis, that is forbidden even just to wash the clothing in order to wear it later. So the answer is no. La'olam l'chabes v'lobos. Really the prohibition is only to wash it and wear it. U'kashe'in lo el chaluk echad. And the Mishnah means that you can wash clothing on Thursday if that is your own, even though you only have one shirt, and it will come out that you will be wearing a freshly laundered shirt on the week of Tisha B'Av, but that is allowed since that is the only way you can wash your clothes for Shabbos. The Amar Vas and Rav Yochanan, as we similarly find there, Vas and Rav Yochanan, Mishayin Lo'el Chaluk Echad, if someone only has one shirt, Mutter L'Chabsu B'Chol Shel Moed, is permitted to wash that on Chol Moed, even though generally it is forbidden to wash things on the Chol Moed. But if that's your only shirt and that's what you're forced to do, then we make exceptions. It were nami, similarly it was stated, Amar Rabbi Binyamin, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Lo Shano El Chavis V'Lobosh, that is prohibited only to wash the clothes and wear them during that week. Aval laniach mutter, but to leave them over to wear later after Tisha B'Av is permitted. Meisvei, they asked the following question from a Braisa. Asur l'chavis l'fnei Tisha B'Av, afilu laniach l'achar Tisha B'Av. The Braisa explicitly is forbidden to wash clothing before Tisha B'Av, and even in order to leave it over for after Tisha B'Av. The Brisa continues, V'gihutz shelanu kikibla shelahem, our gihutz, gihutz means pressing, or a higher and better way to launder clothing. Our gihutz is equivalent, meaning the gihutz of Babel is equivalent to the kibus, the regular washing of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that implies that the regular washing of Babel, which was not so good, is mutter. U'klipishan ein behem mishim gihutz, and also, it should be known, the Brisa states, that linen clothing, the prohibition of pressing does not apply because you can't really press linen clothing. Chiyufta, this is a disproof because the Braisa says explicitly that it is forbidden to wash the clothing even if you're not going to wear it and leave it over for later. So that settles the machlokas. Just read one more line in the Gemara. Shalach Rav Yitzchak Bar Giyuri Mishmeid Rav Yochanan, who was sent to the name of Rav Yochanan, Afi Shamar Klipishan Ein Behem Mishim Gihutz, even though we said that the prohibition of pressing clothing does not apply to linen clothing, Aval Asur Lelov Shemasham Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios Besocha, but still, it is prohibited to wear such freshly pressed clothing in the week of Tisha B'Av, even though there is no prohibition to do it, but it would be prohibited to wear it. Okay, let's see Rashi on that. The last wide line in the top wide lines of Rashi, Lo Shanu, the Masnis and Shekol Shuash Aster Lechabes, it was not taught that it's prohibited to do laundry, Afil Lechabes Lechaniach, even to do the laundry and leave it over for later, Keshiyo Bosh Lachar Zman Lachar Tisha B'Av, Aster, even to wear it after Tisha B'Av is forbidden, Dinirik Mesiach Daito Shosik V'Kibas Begadim, because it seems as if you're distracting yourself and not focusing on the mourning of the Beis HaMikdash, of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and instead you're busying yourself with laundry. Rav Sheshes says you should know that it's even forbidden to wash it and wear it later. Katsri Kachron, that is the name of the launderers, Blushin Ishmael in Arabic. Vehim Kovsin, and they are the launderers. Shamati, and I heard Omer Mal Shem, Shmakatsim Big Day Tzemer, Kishidorsin Osan Barag Lehem Bemayim, that they're called Katsri because they shorten the clothing when they stamp on it and their feet in the water. Shekorin Porluye. Behind the Targumin and Ayin Rogel, Ayin de Katsri. That's why the place in Shmo, which is called Ayin Rogel, the spring of the Rogel, or the foot, where they trample and wash the clothing, is called Ayin de Kitzra in the Targum, because that the clothes would become shortened, and Katsri means launderers. Ili Melechabis Velilbosh, if you say it means that it is forbidden to do laundry only if you wear it, Miyad Bechamishi, on that day on Thursday, my Kavod Shabbos Iko, what honor is there to Shabbos to wear a new shirt on Thursday? El Lav Lechabis Vaneach Ad Shabbos, rather must mean that we're talking about washing it on Thursday in order to wear it on Shabbos. Lo'olam Lechabis Velilbosh, I say no, really, the Braisa means to do the laundry and wear it, Miyad Bechamishi, on Thursday. V'mishi Ein Lo'el Chalukach, we're talking about someone with only one shirt, Ein Lo'el Haklif, he can't switch shirts. Umayim Vnei Kavod Shabbos, in what way is this for the honor of Shabbos? Because if you don't wash your shirt on Thursday, you won't be able to wash it later for Shabbos. If someone only has one shirt, because he can't go without washing it because it gets dirty or lice. Even if you washed it before Yantiv, you can wash it on Cholo HaMoed. V'gihot Shelanu, our pressing, Eino Yafa El Kikiba Shelahem, is not so good and is only the equivalent of Israel's regular washing. And therefore, it is forbidden to press clothing before Tisha B'Av, even in order just to leave it over for after Tisha B'Av. Haval Kiba Shelan Mutter, but in Babel, our regular washing is permitted because it's not of a good quality and doesn't really get the clothes so clean. Klipish and Ein Behem Le Aser Mishim Gihutz, it's not forbidden to press linen clothing, elevically milas, only with woolen clothing, loshke belaz. Okay, back into the Gemara. Second wide line. Amar Rav. Rav said, Lo shano el lefanov aval lachorav matzer. It is only forbidden in the part of the week that is before Tisha B'Av, but not the days after Tisha B'Av. I mean, if Tisha B'Av is on Wednesday, it is permitted on Thursday and Friday to do laundry and so forth. Shmuel Amar Afilu Achorav Nami Asan. Shmuel says it's even forbidden on the days after Tisha B'Av, as long as it's part of that same week in which Tisha B'Av fell. Meisvei asked the following question: Shabbos Shachal Tisha B'Av Lios Besocha, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out in, Asur L'Sapar L'Chabes, it's forbidden to get haircuts and to wash clothing. This is from the Mishnah. U'B'Chamishi Mutar Mifnei Kavod Shabbos, and on Thursday though it's mutter because of Kavod Shabbos. So then this Braisa expands on the Mishnah. Kate said, it says, how is this so? If Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, Mutar L'Chabes Kula Shabbos, and you can wash the whole rest of the week Kula. B'Sheni U'B'Shlishi U'B'Rvi U'B'Chamishi, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, L'Fan of Aser, L'Achar of Mutar, it is forbidden the days before that, but permitted the days after. Chalios B'Erev Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, Mutar L'Chabes U'B'Chamishi B'Pnei Kavod Shabbos, so then it's permitted to do laundry on Thursday in honor of Shabbos. And if you don't do the laundry on Thursday, so then you could do your laundry even on Tisha B'Av itself, since it's the Erev Shabbos, as long as it's in the afternoon past the time of Mincha. So tangentially, the Gemara says regarding someone who does that and does their laundry on Tisha B'Av itself, light Allah Abaya, that Abaya would curse such a person, that that's a horrible thing to do. V'itamer v'achabar Yaakov, aha. And some say that no, it was v'achabar Yaakov who would curse someone who would do their laundry on Tisha B'Av. That is just a parenthetical statement. The Gemara now finishes off the braisa. We're in the middle of quoting. Chalias b'sheni v'chamishi korin shlosho mafter echad. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Monday or Thursday, then there are three aliyahs, and the last person is the mafter and does the haftorah. B'shlishi u'bervi kori echad mafter echad, but if it falls out on Tuesday or Wednesday, then there's only one aliyah, and that aliyah does the mafter. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, l'olam korin shlosho mafter echad, as we paskin, there are always three aliyahs, and the last one is the mafter. But after all of that, we see clearly in the first part of the braisa that only the days before Tisha B'Av and not the days after Tisha B'Av are usher in laundry and haircuts. So this is a disproof of Shmuel. Amalach Shmuel, but Shmuel would say to you, the Gemara says, Tanahi ena chanami, that brice is against me, but it is a machlokas tanayim. Okay, let's actually see Rashi on that, and then we'll go back into the Gemara. Rashi lo shanu, we do not learn. Sha'asil lo shov b'shavua shachal tishbav lios b'socha, that is forbidden to wear fresh clothing on that week. El biyom shilifnei tishbav, only the days before tishbav. Shimchal biyom revi, asir lo shov rishon sheni shishi, that is it falls down on Wednesday, it's forbidden Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Aval achor, but afterwards, chamishi v'shishi, most take out the word ushvi, mutter, but afterwards on Thursday and Friday, it would be permitted. Chal yos b'acha b'shabbos, it falls down Sunday, mutter l'chabbos kol shabbos kol, you can wash that whole week, the Hainul Achorav, because that's after Tisha B'Av. Chalios V'Shini O Shlishi B'Revi V'Chamishi V'Chuli, but if it falls on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, then it is forbidden before. Laid Ola Abaye V'Tema Ravach V'Yakov Aha. Abaye, and some say Ravach V'Yakov, cursed someone who did this, i.e. HaMachabis B'Tisha B'Av Afil Min HaMinuchu L'Mala, meaning someone who did laundry on Tisha B'Av even in the afternoon. By the Koi B'Braisa, and since we're dealing with this Braisa, Mafsik L'Milsa, we temporarily interrupt it. The Kamar Light, Allah Abaye V'chul, and we say that Abaye cursed such a person. Chalios V'Shenius, Tisha B'Av falls on a Monday. Safe that he Braisa Guvahi, it's the end of that same Braisa, so that's why we finish it quoting it. Umaftir, Me'osan Shlosha Achron Maftir, from amongst those three Aliyahs, the last person does the maftir mitoch she'en wasif and b'chol yosher migimel anashim, because during the week we never have more than three aliyahs. V'lo b'rosh chodesh al dalad, and rosh chodesh we never do more than four. She'en lanel hosef ela b'shabbos, that we have to, you can only add additional aliyahs on Shabbos or yom kippur farsh b'megillah, as we learn in the Gemara in Megillah. V'lofichach korin gimel dizman sefer tarhu, therefore Monday Thursday you have three aliyahs because it's anyways the time to lane. U'blav hachev u'kar v'shloshen, anyways there be three aliyahs. Shumi takanas Ezra, as established by Ezra likros b'sheni v'chamishi, to read the Torah on Monday, Thursday, Kohen, V'Levi V'Yisrael, with three aliyahs. Kori Echad, Mafter Echad, but on Tuesday or Wednesday, you'd only have one aliyah. Echad Kori, who asked him after, one aliyah, and that person would do the Haftorah. Ketani Mias, but what the Braisa does clearly teach, L'Achor of Mutter, to you have to Shmuel, that after Tisha B'Av it is permitted, and this is a refutation of Shmuel. So again, back in the Gemara, so Shmuel claimed Tanahi that this is, in fact, is a Machlokes Tanayim. The sign is we learned in the following braisa. Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos, or if it falls on Friday, Ocho B'Shosa Kol Tzorcho Umal Al Shulchanu Afilu Kesuda Shlomo B'Shaito, you can eat and drink like normal, and even have a grand feast like the table of Shlomo in his time. I mean, because we push it off and we won't fast on Shabbos. And the braisa continues, V'asir l'sapa l'chabis mirosh chodesh v'hatanis, it is forbidden to get a haircut or to wash clothing from Rosh Chodesh Av until the fast. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda says, Kol HaChodesh Kulo Asr, it is forbidden the entire month of Av, even after Tisha B'Av. Rashbag Omer, Eino Asr Ela Oso Shabbos Bilvad, and Rashbag says it is only forbidden that week. V'tani Idach, we learned in another braisa, V'nohek Avel mirosh chodesh v'hatanis, keep the laws of mourning from Rosh Chodesh until the fast. Divrei Meir. Rehuda Omer Kol HaChodesh Kulo. Rehuda says it's the entire month. Rashbag Omer Eino Asra Ela Oso Shabbos Bilvad. And again, Rashbag says it is only forbidden that week. Let's see Rashi on that so far. V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Shabbos. If Erev Tisha B'Av Shabbos Eino Mafsik Sudas, you don't have to have a Suda HaMafsakes. The Eino, which we'll learn about those halachas a little later in the Masechta, the Eino might be tavshilin. You don't have to have fewer dishes. Ela ochel kol tzorcho umala shulchano afilu kusudas shomo bishaito. You can have a great feast, put everything on the table like Shlomo's table in his time. The Pluvdi Masechas Gittin Perek Misha Asuk, Rashi explains because it is a machlokas Masechas Gittin. Dikla manda amar melech vehadio umelech. Some say that Shlomo Melech was the king, then he was deposed and was removed from being a king, Umalach, but then he came back and was the king. Viklamad Melech Behedron, some say he was the king, but then was removed and never returned to be the king. Klamar Kishinitra Shuv Lo Chazer, when he was Lamalchus, so once he was taken away, he never returned to being king. So Shlomo actually wasn't king his entire life. Lafiha Husrach Lomar Bishaito Be'es Malko Vitakvo. Shai Ocho Huve Sarav Shishim Kor Solis. That's why he needs to say Shlomo in his time, when he was king, when he was powerful, that he and all his officers would eat 60 kors of fine flour at every meal. Okay. Then continuing back into in continuing Rashi, Va'ad Hatainis, Rashbag said you only have to keep the laws of mourning and laundry is forbidden only up until the fast. Alma Disfirli the Remeir Lafanava Asr Lacharmutra. So you see that according to Remeir, this is also Remeir, that it's forbidden before but not after. For Yehuda Rashim Gamlio, Sri Lahuda Filachurv Nami Asr, they hold apparently that even after the fast it is Asr. From the fact that they didn't limit it and say only up until the fast. Rehuda said the whole month, Rashbag said the whole week. And the fact they don't limit it like a mayor implies that it's even after the fast. So you see that this is, the machlokas Rav and Shmuel is actually a machlokas amongst Tanayim. Okay, back in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yochanan said, Ushlosh tam mikra echad darshu, these three Tanayim learned out their opinions, all of them from the same pasuk. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, Vishpati kol masosa, Hashem says, I will cease, I will stop all the joy, Chaga, the holiday, Chadsha, the new moon, the Shabbat, and the Shabbos from Yerushalayim. That all of those will be removed and replaced with mourning. So Mandam Rosh Chodesh Vatanis Romero says that the mourning must begin from Rosh Chodesh Mechaga. So he learns that from the word Chaga. Let's just see Rashi quickly. Klomar. Rashi, Tap Rashi, Klomar, Yelp, Taimim, Min Chaga. He learns his reason from the word Chaga, the Hainu Rosh Chodesh, which means Rosh Chodesh, Shenik Rechag, because it is called the holiday Rosh Chodesh, Kanamrin La'el Kra La'im Moed, as we saw earlier in the Pasuk says, declare for me a festival, and that refers to Rosh Chodesh, back in the Gemara, Umadam Rekola Chodesh Kula, the one who says that it's forbidden the entire month, Asur Mechodesha, so he learns that from the word Chodesha, from the month. Umadam Rekola Shabbos Kula, the one says that the week is Asur, Aser, Mishabta, it learns it out from the word Shabbos, the week. Okay, so how do we paskin? So Amar Rava, Rava said, Halacha ki Rashbag, we paskin like Rashbag, Rashbag said the week of. But Amar Rava, Halacha ki Remeir, Halacha is also like Remeir, who says from Rosh Chodesh until Tishbav. So how does that make sense? So Trevai Lukula, both Psakim are meant to be lenient. Utricha, both are needed. Diashmin and Halacha ki Remeir, he only passed like Remeir, Havamina, Filim Rosh Chodesh. You would think it's forbidden even from Rosh Chodesh until the fast. Kamashman Halacha Kreshbag. So therefore he says Halacha Kreshbag, that it's only that week. Vyashmin and Halacha Kreshbag. And if he would have passed in like Kreshbag, Havamina, Filim Achurav, I would have thought even after Tishbav is forbidden. Kamashman Halacha Kremeir, therefore he passed like Remeir, that is only Usr beforehand and not after. And basically that is the same as Rav Shita we saw earlier. Let's see Rashi. Halacha Kremeir. Dilafan of Asr v'lachur of Mutter, that is Asr before, not after. And halacha karshim and gamliel, the halacha is like Rashbag, de'ain iser noheg ella bosu Shabbos, that the prohibitions only apply that week. Travai l'kula, both are meant to be lenient, kim mefarsh ba'azal, as it explains as it goes. Dilafan of muki halacha karmeir, regarding that it's only Asr before and not after, we are passing like Rameir. Dilafan of v'lachur of, it is only Asr before and not after. V'osu Shabbos, v'alkodim osu Shabbos, afil lafan of Mutter, but it is only Usher that week and not any time beforehand, like the opinion of Rashbag. Okay, back into the Gemara. The Gemara now quotes the next part of the Mishnah. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochel adam beis havshilin. Tanakam of our Mishnah said that on Erev Tisha B'Av, a person should not eat two different dishes. He should limit and decrease the types of foods he eats, and he should not eat two dishes. So the Gemara says, Amar Rehuda, Rehuda said, Lo shano ela mishay shavus ulamal. It is only forbidden to eat two dishes in the afternoon of Erev Tisha B'Av. Aval mishay shavus ulamata, but in the morning, mutter is permitted. Amar Rehuda, Rehuda also said, Lo shano ela besud hamafsik ba, that it is only forbidden to have two different dishes in your last meal that you have right before the fast. Aval besud hashayna mafsik ba, but if it's not your last meal, you're going to have another meal that day, mutter, then it's permitted to have two dishes. Trevayu l'kula, and again, both of these psakim are meant to give leniencies. Utrichim, both are needed. Diashmin and besud hamafsik ba, because if you would have said it's only forbidden on the last meal, havamina filu mishay shavus ulamata, I would have thought it would be forbidden even if you had that last meal in the morning. Kamash malan, that is only forbidden in the afternoon. Mishay shavus ulamala. Diashmin and mishay shavus ulamala, and if I would have said it's forbidden in the afternoon, havamina filu besud hashayna mafsik ba, I would have thought that's true even if it's not your last meal, even if you're planning on having another meal. It's forbidden to have two dishes in the afternoon. Kamashalan, besud hamafsik ba, kamashalan, that is only forbidden in the last meal of the day. Tanya Kalish Nakama, we have a braisa that teaches like the first version of Rabbi Yehuda, that is only forbidden in the afternoon. Tanya Kalish Nabasra, there's a braisa like the second version of Rabbi Yehuda, or statement of Yehuda that is only forbidden in the last meal. Tana Kalishna Basra, we have a brisa like the last statement. What does it say? Hasoid Erev Tisha B'Av, if you're having a meal on Erev Tisha B'Av, im asid lisod suda acheres, if you're planning on having another meal, motr lecho basra v'lishtos yain, is permitted to eat meat and drink wine, vim lav asr, but if not, if it's your last meal, it is asr lecho basra v'lishtos yain, it is asr to have meat and wine. Tana Kalishna Kam, we also have a brisa like the first statement of Rabbi Yehuda, Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yochel adam shnei tavshilin, Erev Tisha B'Av, a person should not eat two dishes, lo yochel basar v'lishto yayin, similarly, he should not have any meat or wine. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer Yeshana, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, this is another machlokas, that it's not necessarily true that it's always forbidden to have two dishes, it's not a set rule like that, rather a person should just make a change and not have as much as he normally has, or have his meal in some way with, in a simpler way. Amar Yehuda Kaiser, Yehuda said, how is this? What would it mean to change the way you eat? Kaiser Mashana, what should you change? Imahay Rogo Lechol Shein Tav Shilin, if you normally have two dishes, Yochel Menecha, then only have one. Imahay Rogo Lisod Basar, if you normally have a great feast with 10 people, Bnei Adam, Soi B'Chamisha, then only have a meal with 5 people. Hayaragalish Josasar Kosos, if you normally would have 10 cups, Shosa Chamisha Kosos, only have 5. And the Braitha ends, Medvar Mamurim, when do these prohibitions apply? Mishay Shosalamala, only in the afternoon. Ala Mishay Shosalamata, but earlier than the 6th hour in the morning, Mutter, it is permitted. So we see that in the first Braitha it says it's only forbidden in the last meal of the day, and the second Braitha says it's only forbidden if it's in the afternoon, and both are true. Let's see Rashi on that. Mishay Shosalamata, 6 hours and earlier, Klapi as Shachar, meaning towards the morning, meaning the morning half of the day. Hamafsikba, the meal that ends, that separates the cuts. The Shubeno Ochel Odmeo Sosuda, Eilach, meaning the last meal that you're going to eat, and you don't plan on eating any after that. Halchi Yarsin is the correct version of the Gemara. Ketzad Yishana, how should you change? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Imhai Ragel, Rabbi Yehuda said it's your accustomed Basara, continuing Rashi with 10 people. Shari Soden Imo Lechoda, if you normally have 10 people to dine with you, to give you honor. I mean, if they're just parts of people in your family, then it seems a prohibition would not apply. Okay. Back into the Gemara. The Gemara now is going to talk a little bit about, again, these different opinions of what exactly is it prohibited to eat in the Suda Mafsikba, the Suda Mafsekas, as we call it. Tani Idach, about 7 lines up from the wide lines. Tani Idach, we learned in another Braisa. Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yochel adam shnei tavshilin, lo yochel basar v'lishto yayin, divrei meir. Erev Tisha B'Av, a person should not eat two different dishes, and he cannot have meat or wine. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, and that is the Tana Kama of our Mishnah. The Chacham said, Yeshana, no, you only have to change what you normally do. Umemai basar v'yayin, and you only need to have less meat and less wine than normal, but it is not entirely prohibited. Ketzad memait, what does it mean to have less? Ima hayaroga lecho litra basar, if you normally have a litra of basar, a certain amount, yochol chatzi litra, have half. Hayaroga lishos lug yayin, if you'd have a lug of wine, yisha chatzi lug, have half yayin. Vim ena rogo kol ikar, but if you normally don't have, then asr, that is forbidden, because it's not right to have wine and meat specifically on Erev Tisha B'Av. Rashbag omer, Rashbag said, im hayaroga lecho tznon o maliach, achar sudaso, harishos biyado. If a person normally has a radish or some salted meat or salted food after his meal, then he's permitted to have it even on Erev Tisha B'Av, because it's not considered an extravagant or too much to have on Erev Tisha B'Av. Tani Yidich, we learned in another Braisa. Kol Shu Mishum Tisha B'Av, whenever somebody's forbidden because of Tisha B'Av, we'll see how Rashi explains that Asr Lechol Basar, Asr L'Shtos Yayin, so then it will be forbidden to have meat and wine. So presumably that applies to the Suda HaMafsekes. So the Suda HaMafsekes, it's forbidden to have meat and wine. We'll see Rashi to explain that in a little more detail. Va'asr lirchotz, and similarly, on Tisha B'Av, the days leading up, on Tisha B'Av, it is forbidden to bathe. Kol she'eidu mishim Tisha B'Av, but if we're not talking about Tisha B'Av, if we're talking about, let's say, another fast, mutter lechol basar v'lishtos yayin, you can have meat and wine at the last meal beforehand. Umutter, our Gemara says va'asr, but the commentaries say that it really should be umutter. Umutter lirchot, and similarly, it is permitted to bathe. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Omer, he said, Mishum Aviv, in the name of his father, Kol Shasha Mutter Lechol. Again, the Gemara takes out the next word, Basar. So again, Kol Shasha Mutter Lechol, whenever it's permitted to eat, Mutter Lechol is permitted to bathe. So until it's Mamish, Tisha B'Av, it is still permitted to bathe. Okay, let's see Rashi on that. B'chom Amrim Yashana, Ashnei Tavshilin Kaimi. When they say that you should change, that's referring to the different dishes. But Basar V'Yayin, you might. But in terms of meat and wine, then you have to have less, they say. It's not enough just to do it in a different way. Maliach, Dag O Basar, to have some salted fish or meat. Maliach De'imbo Tam Kolkach, which is salted because it doesn't have so much flavor. Achar Shasha Shilshiyam B'melach, after it's already been sitting for 3 days in salt. Kilokaimon, as we'll see later on. And Bach takes out the rest of that Rashi, so we will not read it. Continuing Rashi, Kol Shu Mishum Tishbav, anything that is because of Tishbav, Kigon Suda Mafsigbam, meaning, for example, the Suda Mafsekas right before Tishbav. Kol Shu Mishum Tishbav, but if it's not because of Tishbav, Kigon Suda Hamafsigbav, Atina Sibur, for example, Suda Mafsekas before another fast, Inami Suda Shdeina Mafsigbav, or not the last meal before Tishbav, let's say the second to last meal. Halchi Garcina, this is the correct version of the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Mishum Aviv, Kol Shasha Mutter Lechol, Mutter Lirchos. Whenever it is permitted to eat, it's permitted to bathe. Below Garcina Basar, you should not have the word meat. As we said when we read the Gemara, even though our Gemara has it, most take it out. Klomar, and this means to say, Afilu, again back in Rashi, Afilu Bashas Suda Hamafsik, even if it's Mamash during the Suda Mafsekas, during the time when people are eating the last meal, Mutter Lirchos, it is still permitted to bathe, whole Mutter Lechol, since it is still permitted to eat. Okay, back into the Gemara. Fourth wide line, Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught in a Braisa, Kol Mitzvot HaNohagos Ba'avil, all the mitzvot and laws that apply to mourners, Nohagos B'Tishabav apply on Tishabav. Aser B'Achili B'Shtia, it is forbidden to eat and drink, that's obviously a special prohibition of Tishabav. U'B'Sicho B'Nil Sasandal, and is also forbidden in anointing, wearing leather shoes, B'Tashmi Shamita, and marital relations, V'Aser Likros B'Torah, and is forbidden to learn Torah, B'Nevim U'Ksuvim, and all of Tanakh. U'L'Shanas B'Mishnah, B'Talmud, and to study Mishnah or Talmud, U'B'Medrash, and all these other things. But you can learn study part of Tanakh or something else that you don't really know yet, that you're not used to learning, and it's difficult to you. Or learn part of Mishnah or Talmud that you don't really know yet. And similarly, you can study Kinos, meaning Eicha, and Eov, and the bad parts of Yirmiyah, meaning the parts of Yirmiyah that talk about Tochacha and punishments, and similarly, b'tinogel shel beis rabban b'teilim, and the children in school are b'teilim. They do not study; they don't have school. The Gemara changes it to einam b'teilim, that they are not b'teilim. They are allowed to study. It takes out the next line, but we'll read it. Mishum shenemar b'kudiyah shemishar masam chalev. The reason why it's forbidden to learn is because the pasuk says that the commandments of Hashem are straight and they gladden the heart, meaning they bring simcha, and therefore we do not study them on Tisha B'Av and also during Avelis in order not to bring simcha. Rehuda said, "Af eno kori b'makom shena rogel likros, v'eno shenem b'makom shena rogel l'shanos." No, he argues in Tanakhama, says you're not even allowed to study things that you're not used to and things that are difficult for you, even that you're not allowed to study. Aval kori hu b'yov u'b'kinos v'dvarim harayim shibiyermia, but he does agree that you can study Eicha and Eov and parts of Yirmiyahu, B'tinokel Shabbos Rabban B'Telimbo, and the small children in school are batel, they have the day off, they also don't study, Mishum Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, P'kudei Hashem Yishar Masam Chalev, the commandments, the edicts of Hashem are straight, and they gladden the heart. Let's just see Rashi on that. Aser B'Achilu V'Shtia, it's forbidden to eat and drink. Honey ain't no hugging, but all these obviously the prohibition in drink don't apply to mourners. The kachash of nami surin shenogim bolavad is also listing prohibitions that only apply to it. Tisha B'Av, may honey dinahigi b'avol with those that also apply to a mourner. Rechitza sichu b'nila sandal, bathing, anointing, and wearing leather shoes, etc. Ba'atzer likros v'Torah, it is forbidden to read the Torah. Dechsiv v'hu v'sam chlev, because again it says that the Torah gladdens the heart. But b'malkam shenei rogel likros, if it's a place you're not used to reading, that you don't really know that yet, the kevin de lo yada islay tarka. Since you don't know it, there's pain and struggling with learning, and therefore it won't immediately cause you the same joy, and therefore those you are allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av according to Tanakhama.